Heart Than Talent Radio.
California. If you are just viewing, just came on here on Facebook Live on March 3rd, 2020. It is a beautiful day in Northern California. It looks to be about 75 degrees here. If you are in any areas of the South experiencing the rain, torrential weather, the tornadoes, my condolences. Welcome to the Facebook Live. Glenn, Kira, welcome to the Facebook Live. Kira, do you live in Montana? Ruth, welcome to the Facebook Live. JC in Texas. Lori, welcome to Facebook Live. This is Jeffrey Combs Live, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I've been hosting this Facebook Live for going on 2 years, and the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call for over 20 years. Now, that call is at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time from 1999 up until 2019, and then I swear 2018. Then I moved to the Facebook Live format. Now, this live is recorded and available in Pod-O-Matic and available on my website, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I'm sorry, goldenmastermindseminars.com, and it's under podcast. Now, I have a brand new website. A lot of the features, benefits are exceptional. I want to thank my team for building that, putting that together for me. So please take advantage of that. Nick Horner, welcome to the Facebook Live. Ken Ludwig. Ken was one of my first coaching clients. Ken was on my team back in the day in my direct sales career in 1996, 7, and 8. So Ken Ludwig, who went on to be an exceptional spiritual teacher and coach. I love to recognize people who are on the Facebook Lives who have been my clients over a number of years. Matt Smith is in the house here today. Matt is the number one admin for the group Sobriety Consciousness, and Matt is doing a phenomenal and admirable task. Also Scott Lucas, who's an admin for Sobriety Consciousness. I have awesome content for you today, and then tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be on Facebook Live. This Saturday, Dylan the Crusher Albertson and I will be traveling to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We have a lot of East Coast trips planned. We did cancel the St. Louis event on the 28th. We will be rescheduling that. Unfortunately, both of our hosts, or two of the people who are hosting the event, had last-minute events put on top of it, so we will be rescheduling the St. Louis event. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Every week, my team puts together a syllabus with me. Today's Facebook Live is developing your self-esteem. This is a topic I know a lot about, as I am in the process of developing mine. Self-esteem is the ability to love self. Esteem stands alone. Esteem has no definition, it has no shape, it has no form. However, the definition of esteem is, my definition is, it is comfortable enough to be self, meaning that I am comfortable enough to love myself, meaning I'm not dependent on any outside influence, because esteem is power. Esteem does not get abandoned, rejected. Esteem does not get violated. Esteem is humility. And in true humility, no one can humiliate you if you're that humble. And you're in self-esteem, you won't be in conflict. You won't feel that you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. And self-esteem is a process of always letting go. In the let-go model, you're able to separate your feelings from the facts and able to separate your feelings from events so that you're not in an attachment. You're not angry, you're not in hate, you're not in resentment. You don't feel rejected or abandoned. You're not overwhelmed. And this doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means you're able to adapt and adjust relatively quickly. Self-esteem is a very undeveloped topic. There are a few books written on it, not a lot, and I suggest you find yourself a really good one. The book Letting Go by David Hawkins will really give you great insight. And then the book Power Versus Force. All of Hawkins' content on power is really talking about self-esteem. So self-esteem is the ability to be and stay in a relationship with yourself where you're able to adapt and adjust to any outside influence. You're able to perpetuate self-love while transmuting it out so that people who are seeking that type of energy can gravitate back to you. You will create a lot of win-win relationships in this type of this type of energy, because you start to become void of judgment. Now, you may relapse occasionally, but the relapses you have will be emotional, and they will not tend to elongate into food fest, alcoholism, drug addiction, drug abuse, compulsive debting, binging, purging, chronic avoidance, procrastination, and other situations that lead to emotionally addicted state where the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire and anxiety, fear and doubt. And in this separation from self and events, then I am me and I am free. It means that you're free of a past and you're free of a future. Now, that is not to be confused with you don't have goals, you don't have aspirations, you don't create clarity, and you don't have dreams, but your dreams are realistic. Your goals are clear. And you are able to set clearly defined short-term goals that are realistic, that you're able to accomplish. Now, one of the most important qualities of esteem is you can be honest without being critical. Now, let me give you insight on that. So that when you do make a mistake, when you do relapse emotionally, when you do lose your composure, it's in a very short increment of time that you can ask for forgiveness, you can let go, you don't plot to get even, you don't spend time in your head seeking revenge, you don't feel violated, and you don't feel like you've been victimized. You're able to let go. You don't have to follow through and make sure you get even with someone. You don't have to prove that you're right or wrong, because esteem does not operate in a right-wrong, black-white dichotomy or a win-lose dichotomy. Esteem doesn't require victories or recognition to be esteem. However, in esteem, you can be recognized, you can have accomplishments, but your esteem is not dependent on recognition and accomplishment, because your esteem has no dependency. Your esteem is you, and you are free. This is not confusing. This is consciousness. And consciousness is love. Consciousness is power. Consciousness is energy. And then definitions or synonyms of consciousness would be understanding, so that you're able to, I understand, rather than, well, that makes sense, or I'm going to try to make sense of it. That's the analytical egoic mind that wants technical know-how and wants validation and justification. Well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that people don't buy my product. When people say that to me and I'm coaching them, I will say to them, you're making it about you. So when you're presenting products, benefits, features, and services, it's not about you, it's about them. And if they don't see the value, then they didn't see the value. It's not about you. When you value yourself, you enhance the probability of someone being able to listen to you, but that doesn't mean they're going to buy from you. When you're clear in your communication style, you will be able to attract attention, but that doesn't mean that the buyer is attentive enough to see the value. And in esteem, you don't ever feel rejected when someone doesn't buy from you, agree with you, someone doesn't want to take advantage of your services, benefits, and features. Esteem is able to easily and effortlessly let go, so that the mind-body connection is not connected to a previous event, or it's not connected to anxiety in the future about worry and what else might happen. Esteem is right here and right now. And so in that space of energy, in that type of transformational communication, you're transmitting in clarity. So as the brain operates as a transmitter and a receiver, you will begin to create synchronicity and synchronistic events more frequently in a law of occlusal alignment. So in the law of alignment, you will begin to attract your reality frequently, people who will buy your paintings, people who will buy your products, people who want to be a teammate, people who are seeking to be your contractor, people who will reach out to you. Now, two of my contractors reached out to me today. One of my contractors is one of the best Western couture salesmen in the world. I mean, he was the general manager for one of the top Western stores in America on Sunset Drive. And he recently went out on his own, and I stayed his client. I wasn't loyal to the company, I was loyal to the sales rep, because I had a relationship with that sales rep. He was top tier to me. I met the owner once of the store, and he was completely checked out, and he didn't even know who I was. And I am unequivocally one of the best customers in the history of that store. So I had a relationship with him, and that was a connection. That was a deep connection. One of my e-commerce vendors reached out to me today to let me know that he was going to move to another platform and wanted to know if I would give him permission to move with him? And I said, absolutely, I will let him present to me the value of his new service. Now, that means that in that type of relationship, that there is a connection. And in that connection, now, if this gentleman doesn't have the best value, I will let him go. But if he feels rejected, I'm not responsible for his rejection. I'm responsible for my feelings. I won't be rejecting him, but if I decide not to purchase from him and he takes it personal, then I won't feel bad. I won't feel angry because I won't feel anything other than I was looking at a value proposition. And that's what letting go is. Always letting go is the ability to separate your feelings from the facts, separate your feelings from the past, separate your feelings from the future events that haven't happened. Now, the minute your ego goes, well, that's hard, that's difficult, you've relapsed. And the same situation goes with money. In self-esteem, self-esteem doesn't need money. Self-esteem creates money. Self-esteem creates money by the value that self-esteem creates. Self-esteem is not attracted to money. Self-esteem is able to create money. Self-esteem is not dependent on money, because you can have self-esteem without money. But because you have self-esteem, you have a higher probability of being able to create relationships. And in those relationships, there's a possibility that transactions will happen because there's not an attachment to it. In that detached emotional state of consciousness. Now, many people confuse detachment with not caring. That's not the context of detachment that I'm covering. So when you're detached from an outcome, it means you're not dependent on the outcome. When you're dependent on the outcome for your set of feelings, then that's not self-esteem, that's self-confidence. Your confidence requires a win. Your confidence requires a victory. Your confidence is black and white. You're in that win-lose dichotomy, that force-counter-force situation where you're going to have an adversary. Now, in sporting events and situations like this, you are playing to win in certain situations. If you're having a good old-fashioned softball game, you're not playing for blood. But if you're in the Super Bowl, it's a different situation because you're vying for the championship. It's the white and the knuckle, the gold and the buckle. He'll win the next go-round. It's the boots and chaps and the cowboy hats. That's a Garth Brooks song called The Rodeo. He'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. Now, that's an attachment where winning is everything. And so that means that people give their body up for a certain sport. Well, and then they're considered heroic. However, they oftentimes end up having concussions, broken down bodies, and situations like that. Now, if you are committed to living the good life, a major component of that will be on how you feel. So that your body is not in dis-ease. Your body is in ease. Your body is in health. Your body is operating. So your skeletal structure, your cervical spine, your thoracic spine, and your lumbar are in alignment. It means that seldom will your body go into subluxations because you're so clear with who you are that you're not attached to outcomes manifesting diseases based on mind-body connections that are repressed and suppressed. This isn't complicated. These are facts. This is science. And the more you understand neuroscience, the science of the body, and then you start to understand human beings are predictable, then you start to master sales, marketing, branding, content writing, other internet skills, you'll be able to attract your reality more frequently qualified buyers that will see the value in you and the value in your product, services, benefits, and features, especially when you are not attached. Letting go gives you the ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. So why self, now here's on point two on the syllabus, self-esteem, low self-esteem is conditional. That means the events that shaped your feelings are going to be based on a series of events that happened to you between the time you were born up until your teen years, because that's what forms our personality. Because these personal situations that happen to us, the body represses them, and then in a lot of those situations, we have situational memory. And we will situationally remember certain events, telling yourself, I don't remember other events. Because some of the events are so painful that we selectively choose not to remember some of the events that shaped our feelings. Now, in that type of situation, that type of repressed feelings are what create addictions. Now, as you begin to have a better understanding of that, and then this is why your self-esteem will be in a very low esteem where you're not good enough. You doubt yourself. You're worried about failing. When you're worried about failing, you're also worried about succeeding because you're not sure if you're good enough. So you can avoid failing because you're really avoiding succeeding. And this is why so many people will have success one day and then they start worrying about what they're going to do tomorrow. They're not sure if they can handle tomorrow because their esteem is so low that they're already in an outer body experience about the responsibility of tomorrow. So in that type of emotional state, that person will tend to avoid the next day and the next day because they practice the art of brilliance one time, but they're not sure if they can keep it up. And so to avoid failing, then they will shut down. It's a very commonality. Self-esteem is being able to let go of events that shape your feelings. And then systematically over a period of days, weeks, months, quarters, years, you start to elevate your consciousness, which raises esteem. Now, elevating consciousness means you become comfortable with yourself first. You become comfortable. You move into a state of loving yourself. You're able to let go of shame. Those are the events that either you perpetuated or someone did to you that was so deep and so dark and so secret, you don't want anyone to know about it. And as you let go of that shame, you begin to move up. Now, when your ego goes, yeah, but that's easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say. I'm saying it's not easy and it's not hard. It's consciousness. Now, when you're committed, you will learn the skills of commitment. When you're interested, you will continue to perpetuate learning the skills of commitment. Now, so many addicts continue to relapse because they don't do the effort between the relapses. They white knuckle the addiction on a pink cloud thinking that I'm good, I haven't had a drink in 2 days. I have prospected 2 days in a row. I've got this, I can kick this. And they spend so much freaking time in their head rather than time in their body producing results and relaxing. Now, that's what letting go is. Letting go isn't trying to let go. Letting go is so relaxed that you're letting go. There's nothing to learn about letting go when you're letting go. I am letting go. And when you try and figure out letting go, you can't let go of figuring out letting go because you're figuring out what letting go is. Letting go isn't a figured out state. Letting go is a release. You're releasing the chatter that you hold on to, the worry that keeps you perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over. And when you get there, what am I doing when I get there? Well, you will address it when you get there. You haven't been there. So I said to one of my clients today, my front yard is a big white sign that says, "Here lives a man with common sense." I mean, that's design. I mean, that's simple. That's how simple I am. I live in a place called common sense. And in that common sense, that means I'm able to figure it out. I'm able to understand. I'm able to adapt and adjust. I'm able to be creative and innovative in the same body. And I don't spend time in my head. I used to, as an addict, I would spend all day in my head trying to figure out how I was going to drink. I'd get so anxious about how I was going to drink that I'd just drink, then I'd get it over with. I was going to plan to drink at 8, and then I would shorten it to 5, and then 4, and then 3, and then 2, and then 1, and then noon, and well, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm going to drink, then I get it over with, and I'll just ruin the next day. So that's what an addict will do. An addict always wants a little more. In a sobriety, recovery, and consciousness, and spirituality, you're starting to love yourself and love others. And so you may have people who have violated you or traumatized you, victimized you, taken advantage of you, not paid you back. And with these people, you learn to forgive. But you also forgive yourself for the situations you did to you and the situations you did to others. And forgiveness, once again, is like letting go. It's not a yeah, but. It's not yeah, but. That's not easy to do. When you continue to speak your difficulty, you're difficult. When you encounter people who are difficult, they'll be difficult. When you have a conversation with someone that's difficult, most of your conversations will be difficult. When you're prospecting and you engage with people who are difficult, they're difficult. You want to date with someone and they're difficult on that first date, they'll be difficult on the second date. So you become skilled at detaching from people who live in drama, chaos, want to be right, are angry, and anxious, overwhelmed. I realize that's most of the planet, and that doesn't mean there's millions of people for you to connect with. Your objective is to attract your reality to people in situations that you can foster goodness, that you can be in a state of consciousness where you're able to perpetuate love and attract people that enjoy being in your company and you enjoy being in theirs. Those are win-win situations. And then you can be as equally as comfortable being with yourself. In true self-esteem, the self does not require outside influence to experience love. Outside love can enhance that. So the love of an animal, the non-judgment of a cat or a dog or a horse, you experience that feeling, but your love is not dependent on that cat, that dog, that horse, on your significant other. You can love your children, you love your spouse, your wife, but you also equally can spend quality time with yourself. I'm not sure if I can be alone. As a relationship coach, I've assisted many people who have challenges with being alone. So what they'll do is they'll go from one dysfunctional relationship or stay in it, or go to the next dysfunctional relationship because I don't want to be alone. What they're really saying is, I'm so uncomfortable myself, I'll accept whatever's out there. I'll accept someone who violates me just so I don't have to be alone. Now that is very low self-esteem that will attract to the reality perpetrators, violators, and people to perpetuate the same set of feelings, so you can feel abandoned and rejected. Now when you begin to understand cause and effect, events that shape feelings, the chronology, the timeline, events that shape these feelings, then you're in a place to let go. Letting go means you separate your feelings from the events and the events that shape them. Now this is a skill set. As you begin to develop this skill set, then in that separation you're elevating your consciousness. So Ken Keyes wrote a book in the late 70s that was really started to create some popularity in the 80s. It was called Handbook to Higher Consciousness. Now that Handbook to Higher Consciousness, I started reading in the early 90s. So that's when I moved to the next level of consciousness. I was experienced to consciousness with the Castaneda books that I started to read in the 70s, the teachings of Don Juan, which is today's world is microdosing. It's that whole concept of ayahuasca, and it's with a lot of shamanism, and it's an altered state that many people are experiencing in today's world. I started to experience that in the 70s. So I started to read that content and was fascinated by it, but that was the drug culture. As I became clean and sober, I stepped out of that world and then moved into the world of Wayne Dyer, Dr. John Bradshaw, but specifically Louise Hay. Louise Hay was the game changer for me in life, because it was her that I started to understand what a mind-body connection was. So whenever I would come down with something, I would go straight to her book and look what the emotional situation that would create the mind-body connection to the events that shape these feelings. So that this is why I seldom, if ever, get sick, because I address the cause that creates the effect, and I'm in the let-go process very, very quickly. So there's low self-esteem would be anxiety, fear, and doubt, and then esteem would be consciousness. And then there's the different levels of esteem, which would be consciousness and enlightenment. And in that level of esteem, and when you're radiating, when you're enlightened, when you're illuminating, when you are spiritual, when you're a spiritual being, when you're transmuting how relaxed you are, when you're transmuting your joy and your passion from whatever it is you're creating, people will feel that, and then they are magnetized to that energy. And these are the people who say, I don't know what it is you're doing, but I want to find out more. Excuse me, Mr. Combs, would it be possible for me to read one of your books? Or someone will see you, they'll have heard of you. I mean, this is all part of branding, and said, I felt like you were talking directly to me. I've had that said to me in the thousands of times. I listened to your content and I felt like I was in a private seminar. Well, the seminar that was private for you was speaking to myself, and in speaking to myself, I'm able to speak to others. And you could be that same person as you're able to separate your feelings from the events that shape them and let go. Once again, this is not difficult, this is new. It's that newness that inspires you to be and stay. So consciousness is being and staying in a level of energy. Mr. Combs, I don't know, I just get so angry at my children. Mr. Combs, I don't know, I'm just so upset with myself. I should be further along. And I will say, well, look down at your feet and notice where you are. And you're right there because that's where you are. And if you want to be out there, if you want to be further along, then you start to focus on you. And I see Bob Campbell has joined the call. Bob, good to see you. Jamie France. Jamie, I will be in Philadelphia this afternoon. Who else do we have here? Amy Gilbert. Always awesome to see you on Facebook Live. Nico from South Carolina. Jay Johns in Cincinnati. Thank you for being part of this Facebook Live. I am very, very inspired this year to speak at live events. I was in Minneapolis this last Saturday. Now, I am in a place. I spent 20 years with a health issue myself, And I mean, I read every piece of content. I read every book possible. I went to the top healers, spiritual people. I read every piece of Louise Hay. And I overcame a situation that I've been addressing for 20 years in December. And I'm at my optimum peak. I'm at my optimum health. And so I am absolutely inspired to be able to speak in your home city, your hometown, your team call, your Facebook Live, your Zoom, whatever it is. If you want me to share for a group or any of your content, go ahead and reach out to me. John Lundberg, as always, good to see you, my brother from Chicago. Karen, congratulations on your accomplishments. That is Karen Eskewer in Seattle. Welcome to the Facebook Live. Daniel Sabin, oh my God, Daniel Sabin. When I met Daniel Sabin in Panama, I believe it was in Panama, he was in crutches, and Daniel was in like those crutches that cripples have that go on their arm that have those metal crutches. Daniel, good to be on today's call. I coach Daniel. I absolutely watched a transformation of him. Mr. Matt Zufelt, welcome to the call. John, who I spoke to yesterday in Michigan, welcome to the Facebook Live this afternoon. So here's insight for you today. The energy that I've shared with you today, receive it and then take it out into your world and take it out and transmute it. I mean, bring that edge with you, that relaxed edge. Take that edge off and take that edge and that and take it out into the world and be someone with it. I mean, be an ambassador of letting go. Be so skilled at letting go that people go, whoa, dude, I don't know what it is about you, but I want a little piece of that. And you will see that oftentimes money will come to you because you're not expecting it. In that law of expectation, if you expect it, then you're attached to it. When you let go of that attachment and you let go of that force and you're delivering value and you're delivering content, people will walk up to you and they'll buy it. They will buy you because of the person they see. One of my coaching clients is speaking this week, and she sent me a message, and I had certified her out as a coaching client, and I assisted her with her coaching package and the value of her package and what fees to ask for. And I'm so proud of her. She's going to be speaking at a very large event this week. She's going to, I can just feel that she'll close. She'll have her first $20,000 week or her first $20,000 day. I've had other of my clients have that happen. Now, that may seem inconceivable to you now, but it's not really that difficult once you move into that. I myself went from $100,000 in credit card debt in one calendar year to $500,000 year to a seven-figure year in a 24-month period. Now, I'm from a small town in Iowa, two towns, one in Iowa and one in Missouri, and I didn't learn anything from anyone else. I'm self-taught. I'm self-mentored. I modeled myself after other people. I modeled myself after Jim Rohn. I read Tom Hawkins' books early in my career. But I was in my early sobriety, I was putting them up and laying them down. I was closing sales. I was putting in the hours just like I do today to be the entrepreneur that I know I'm capable of being. I want to thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. Ryan Graham, thank you for that exceptional message you sent me today. Ryan, very proud of you. If you have not hired Ryan Graham to be your coach, Ryan, G-R-A-H-M, Ryan is an entrepreneurial mother in Birmingham, Alabama. I highly endorse her as a coach. I endorse several of the coaching clients I've coached to be coaches. Gabe Ricketts, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Maureen Ajoy, I am honored to be your coach. Cassie Bucino, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. I believe I saw Isla. Isla, so good to see you today. Giovanni, thank you for the referral this afternoon. Jackie, honored to be your coach. So I am very grateful that I've had the privilege of connecting with you. Here's what I'm going to ask you. Are you in a position in 2020? Now, I'm asking you to do a gut check. I'm going to go along here today, but I'm asking you to really do a gut check. Dylan, your mom's on the Facebook Live right now.
Hey, Mom.
So this Dylan's mom is on the Facebook Live, Tiffany Albertson, first-class woman. So I'm going to ask you to do a gut check today. Just ask yourself this. Am I capable of really digging that deep? Am I capable of being my best this year? And do I have the courage to really let go? Do I have the guts to be the person I'm capable of being? The answer is, I won't use the F word, but it's the F word with a hyphen with The answer is unequivocally. I mean, there's the ego that wants to silently suffer, close it down, shut it off. I mean, the ego doesn't live here no more. Chief, see you later. See you wouldn't want to be you. This is your year, baby. 1996 was my breakthrough year. 96 and 97. I crossed over. I have never looked back. That could be your year, baby, right here, right now. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this Saturday, Portsmouth, New Hampshire in two Saturdays. Now that will be a very unique event. This Saturday, Josh Waxman, Joe DiBianca. Two Saturdays from now, I will be with Abby O'Neill and her team. And then I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Love you. And elevate yourself.